All right, pretty good looking day out there, 8:41 our time. A lot of sunshine, cool, but looks like we're in for decent weather the rest of this week. The Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit did go on this year. It went on at a different date than was originally planned. None of us got to go see the action in person, but we watched a really exciting tournament, and it raised a lot of money for Detroit area charities. Joining us right now, the executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, Jason Langwell. Good morning, Jason. Nope. Well, it would really help if I hit that button so that everybody else could hear. Jason, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. Hey, congratulations on raising, what, $2.7 million?
Yeah, thanks. Unbelievable. The best day of our year was last week where, we announced $2.7 million are going to be raised for nonprofits. And more than 2.4 of that is going to be invested through our Changing the Course initiative, which aims to bridge the digital divide here in Detroit.
How did you manage to do that without any spectators on hand at the Detroit Golf Club to watch the Rocket Mortgage Classic?
Yeah, probably one of the best team efforts that I've ever been a part of to do that, led by Rocket Mortgage, our title sponsor. We basically employed a two-pronged strategy, rigorous cost reduction and some real creative and fortuitous revenue generation. And year two, we didn't have a lot of the startup costs. We did in year one, and we were able to get out in front of those and mitigate a number of our costs. And on the revenue generation side, a number of things happened. Bubba Watson had his charity event on Wednesday with us. Rocket Mortgage came in and matched all the donations that companies and individuals made that day. Rocket Mortgage themselves put in over $500,000 that day, and we raised over another $500,000 through fans and corporate support. And there was no cost base underneath that. So that combined with some other creative ideas that we did. We did a virtual tee time program, which is basically sponsored video chats of players, online merchandise, and then held an outing in early September with our defending champion, Ricky Fowler, and Tony Finau that raised over another $500,000 to offset costs. So we got creative is the way that you have to do it in this environment. And we're really excited to be able to impact the outcome like this in Detroit.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and that initiative, by the way, without getting too deep into it, because I want to talk golf as well, but I mean, that's the one that if anybody was paying any attention to social media last week or even traditional media, they saw Jason Momoa, Aquaman in Detroit talking about that initiative, which is trying to get more Detroiters connected to the internet.
That's exactly right. Hard to believe that Detroit's the least connected city in a major city in America. 30% of the residents lack basic access to technology and connectivity. So a big part of the proceeds are going towards the Connect 313 Fund, which is a coordinating mechanism that's going to make investments into Detroit-based nonprofit partners to increase access to technology, to internet, and digital literacy resources. And we're gonna close this gap and close this divide and do it in partnership with our title sponsor and in this great city.
Certainly ended up being an exciting tournament, and you caught a rising star in Bryson DeChambeau, who won the Rocket Mortgage Classic this year, went on to win the U.S. Open, and really has been sort of the star of the tour this year.
He really has been. You know, he put this plan in place a few years ago, and we're seeing the fruits of that labor on his behalf right now. He's a unique guy, takes a different approach to things, and I think anyone that's ever done anything really great has gone about things a little bit differently, and he's doing that, and he's turning heads and hitting bombs, and I don't think he's done. I know he continues to tweak and find ways to hit it even farther, and we're excited about it. Obviously, he's been a great champion. He's going to continue to be, and we're excited to have him back here next year for 2021.
That'll be great. Let's talk about 2021. What are the plans right now for the Rocket Mortgage Classic next year?
Well, we got a great date, June 28th to July 4th. Going to continue our mission of changing the course and love the dates that we have. We're putting plans in place right now for a return to fans. We're putting plans together for private hospitality, probably more open air and a little more spaces to allow for social distancing. But you got to have a plan in place. And we've been working with a lot of the first quarter PGA Tour events to see what they're doing. They're bringing their pro-ams back. They're accounting for private hospitality and fans. So we're building our plans that same way. But everything we do, we're going to make sure it's safe for everyone, just like we did this year and we'll continue to. But Yeah, and we've got a great response from a lot of the players. You know, we had Ricky and Tony come back with Bryson here recently. They love the golf course. We're making a few small tweaks out there to keep it firm and fast for everybody. But we're really excited about it. It's kind of a, you know, we've got a great plan in place and really excited for what we're going to do in 21.
Well, and let's face it, you've got the luxury of time to plan for 2021. I mean, this, we got hit with COVID-19 without an awful lot of time for you to plan this year's event.
Well, we were one of the first four return to golf events, right? So we were a bit of the guinea pig, and we were happy to do that. But I'm not going to lie, it'll be nice to see other events and learn from them here in the fall, the winter, and into the early spring. And we're going to be able to take all the learnings and build upon what was a great year one, an even better year two somehow in terms of the outcome and the impact that we made, and make year three even better.
When you get these tour players, saying good things about the tournament, about the course, it makes other players want to come, doesn't it?
It does. You know, that conversation that they have in the locker room, you know, they do what we would do, right? They compare notes when they're trying to put their schedule together. And figure out what they're going to do between the majors, which is the decision-making process for us. Where do I play between the majors? And I think the work that we did in year one, with everything we did with a great caddy experience and the unique things we did there, combined with what they saw this year, Detroit Golf Club's done some renovation work around their club. It was beautiful before. It's even updated and more beautiful now. The players are trying to figure out, where do I call my home for about 20 weeks of the year? And for the work we did the first couple years, with our partner Rocket Mortgage, I think we're a really good spot to put a great field together for the coming year.
We'll look forward to it indeed. Thanks so much, Jason. Again, congratulations on that $2.7 million raised for Connecting Detroit. Really appreciate your being with us this morning.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.